Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Roughly 50 years ago, the Grand Opera House in Wilmington received its first significant restoration. And this year, the Grand is undergoing another restoration and is redoing its facade. On this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Carl Lengel is joined by the Grand's Executive Director, Skip Pinella, Director of Sales and Marketing, Dan Palmieri, and Director of Operations, Julia Doherty, for a closer look at these restoration efforts.
Why don't we just keep saving it? Why don't we build a new building?
To build a building like this now would be extremely cost prohibitive. And you know, the building itself has this wonderful theater that is acoustically perfect, that was built in 1871. The staff here looks at it role in two ways. One is obviously we bring a lot of different kind of music here, whether it be rock, classical, country. But we also see ourselves as stewards of this building. And we want to make sure that we leave it in better shape than it was when we got here. And you know, if you walk down Market Street and you see all the new buildings that are trying to go up in terms of residential, restaurants, you know, the linchpin of Market Street is this building. It certainly defines a little bit about what Market Street is when you consider we have this building, we have the Baby Grand next door and a playhouse up the street. It makes a statement about the city. It makes a statement about who we are. And that's why, as you know, we're closing for 2 months. And one of the major projects we're going to be involved in is redoing the facade.
Dan, I want to ask you, it seems like a lot of people might say, well, you know, couldn't you do isn't there something better about a new building? Or is it a little bit easier to put a building like this out to the community and to the world?
Of course, I think it's important to recognize how much history is here, and especially with our guests. We've found that when people come to the Grand, they fall in love with this place. Not only the beautiful architecture and everything around them, the wonderful acoustics, but the people that are here, our volunteer corps. And of course, you know, they have a ton of history with their family, coming year after year to see the Nutcracker or any of the wonderful programming that we put on any number of our stages. So I think it's important that we honor that history. There is a wide variety of wonderful programming and arts entertainment that people can choose from. So we are so grateful that they choose to come to the Grand. In terms of when we're marketing, of course, we're marketing the fantastic shows, the world-class artists that grace our stages, but we really want to drive home the point that when you come to the Grand, you are taking part of history. You are joining in this wonderful line of guests that have come to enjoy art and culture here on our stages. And I think that's the most important part of what we can offer here at the Grand.
Julia, I want to talk a little bit about the facade. There was a little bit of planning involved in this. Can you give us an idea of kind of the timeline?
Well, it kind of came to the forefront of operations, list of things to do. We got our historic windows on the Grand side of the building refurbished in 2018. And during that work, we saw a lot of the facade with the windows out. And over the next couple of years, we notated special spots that we saw major rust or decay in 2018. And then we kind of just kept an eye on it. And then between the pandemic year and I would say about 21, we noticed that there were some spots that are exponentially growing a lot faster than they actually should be. So it came to the forefront to restore the face of the Grand now before it has to be rebuilt. Because as of right now, it can just be fixed and there can be materials applied to those rust areas to make them stop spreading kind of like a cancer and put our face kind of fully back together.
It seems like we want to keep these around as long as we can. Are there discussions and possibilities for anything happening with those?
Oh, yes. Well, the Playhouse had major renovations completed in about 21. We had some major renovations for the inside of the Playhouse, generously donated by one of our longtime board members and supporters of the Grand. She donated, they do, the couple donated a bunch of money to allow us to do that while we were closed for the pandemic. So that actually helped us a whole lot because we didn't have to, schedule anything. So there's no major renovations planned for the playhouse. But inside the compound that is the Grand and the Baby Grand, there are many things planned for like the next 5 years. We want to get the carpets replaced. We want to get everything kind of repainted. One another major renovation, hopefully coming up in the next year, would be our the main elevator that services the Grand. That elevator was last fully refinished in 71, like the facade. And through preventative maintenance and things like that, we've been able to keep the old girl happy. But it's getting a little costly to repair now that some things are no longer in use widely, parts and labor are getting a little expensive. So we're hoping to save some money in the long term by getting that updated fully as well, hopefully within the next year.
As part of the project that we hopefully will be completed during July and August, is that rigging on the Copeland Hall has to get redone. That hasn't been done since the 1970s, so that's going to be part of the project. And as Julia articulated eloquently, the playhouse was redone with the generosity of the Mr. and Mrs. Copeland. They put over $1 million into the playhouse 3 years ago to bring that back to its original luster as well. And so, again, going back to our stewardship, these are all things we have to do to keep these buildings the way they should be going forward. So they service the community for many years to come.
Artificial intelligence seems to offer an opportunity for that world that we love in film and two-dimensional and digital to kind of take over what we do. It seems to me there's an opportunity for live performance to come roaring back because you can believe what you're sitting in the room hearing and seeing and listening to.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, just look at, we put, let's look, because it's right fresh in our mind, look at the Beach Boys. They've been around for, when we were young. And yet, as much as everybody knows their music, as much as people have heard it over and over again, we put them on the stage and we sell that show out. Now, there's only really one original Beach Boy, but people want to come and hear them live. They want to see them in person. And that's true with a lot of the acts that we bring here. People, you can go, we do a lot of comics here too, Lewis Black, Kathy Madigan, people like that. You can watch them on TV. They're on TV from time to time. You can go to their website, you can go to YouTube. But it's not the same when you see them live with the interaction between the artist and the audience. And that's why it's so important to keep venues like this going strong, because if they disappear, that ability to see these live shows is not going to be around.
I think you do get AI at the Grand. Actual interaction.
There you go. I love
There
it.
is nothing that will ever
Sorry.
surpass the magic of live performance. We have some fantastic artists coming up. Dionne Warwick will be coming next season. Disney Junior is coming back. AJ Collier and the Band of Believers is doing a wonderful gospel show. Celtic Woman, Old Crow Medicine Show, and of course our wonderful Broadway and Wilmington series up at the Playhouse. These are experiences that you cannot recreate. There is a magic when you get into that room that you just have to feel it for yourself. And we are so lucky that we can do that, not only through the shows that we present and sell tickets to, but also through our community engagement activities and, of course, our education programs, where we bring students from local schools here to see these programs and programs especially designed and picked out to match the school's programming and education to really just highlight what these kids are learning and give them their first, some of them their first experience in a theater. AI will not be able to do that.
We're so close to the 4th of July. It's like the difference between watching fireworks on TV and seeing them in person. You can't replicate fireworks on TV. It doesn't work. However, if you go to a facility and that that has fireworks. It's very different. And I think that's the same thing with live performances. You can't replicate that live interaction between the audience and the artist. It's different every night, even though an artist will play the same set, every place they go. As you know, every performance is different, every interaction is different. And it's that interaction between, as Danny just said, that interaction between the artist, audience and the artist that makes these live performances so special. And it's why people keep coming. Our job is to make it easier and better for them to come.
Thanks to the Grand's Executive Director, Skip Pinella, Director of Sales and Marketing, Dan Palmieri, Director of Operations, Julia Doherty, and R. Carl Lengel for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist.